Man, I told Brother Bill, I said, are you sure you're through singing? I said, when you're through singing, I got to preach. Amen. He felt like he was, so I felt like I am, I guess. So you that are praying, just pray on. Amen. We don't want to interrupt you. But I'm glad to be here tonight, aren't you? How many is glad to be in the house of the Lord? May the great God of heaven visit us with a visitation tonight and help us as only He can help us. Amen. I want to read to you from Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. And brother, if you'll help me with my voice tonight, okay? Don't let me scream no more than I have to. Chapter 5 and verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. John chapter 7 and verse 37. And the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Amen. Blessed are they that thirst. Blessed, happy, prosperous are they that thirst. Amen. Amen. We live in a time when there's not much want. I know it, you know it. We've got just about all we want. Amen. We may not have all we need spiritually, but we got about all we want physically. Amen. Got water right in the house now. You don't have to walk very far to get what you want. Refrigerator full of whatever you drink, whether it's Coke or Pepsi or tea or whatever, orange juice, Kool-Aid, it's just usually right there. We've got what we want and we know it. But there's something that we should never, ever, ever forget. And that was how thirsty we was before we got satisfied. Amen? Jesus pronounced a blessing upon this thirst. A blessing upon every man, woman, boy, and girl who would become thirsty for righteousness. He pronounced a blessing that nobody can revoke. It is still blessed to be thirsty for righteousness. Amen? It is still, in God's sight, a blessed thing that happens to a man is when he finally awakes to a spiritual thirst for God. Amen. If I'd ask you tonight, if you was thirsty, what would you tell me you wanted most? Probably the list would be long. But we should all arise in unison and say, oh God, more of Thee. More of Thee. My soul shall not be satisfied until I have more of Thee. Amen. It's a blessed thing because God knows that a man who awakes with this thirst will not hesitate to ask for living water, for he knows that nothing on earth can satisfy. Amen. If a man has anything that can satisfy this kind of thirst or hunger, let him produce it. We will make fun of him because we know by our own personal experience, new houses don't satisfy, new cars don't satisfy, new clothes don't satisfy, more money doesn't satisfy. There's nothing in this world that gets down to where we need that slaking of that thirst but the very presence of God Himself. Amen? We know the drug culture has never come up with a drug that's been satisfying. Amen? They have mixed and concocted all kinds of devilish inventions, but there's nothing that satisfies. It creates addicts, but it never satisfies. Amen? Amen? The booze has not yet been invented that can satisfy. It only makes you more dependent upon it, but never satisfies. And he that has a lot of money only wants more money. More, 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 more. The hungry heart of man who has never tasted that the Lord is good cries out, more, 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 more. And we're saying by that, I am not satisfied. Amen. Our Lord knew this. That's the reason why at that great day of that feast of tabernacles where the Jews came out of their homes from around the world and put branches of trees up in little booths and waited that great feast day. When the last day of that feast had come, they followed the priest with his golden pitcher as he went down to the pool of Siloam. Dipped it down in that water and bore it back to the temple. And there in an offering to God, they poured it out as an oblation to the Lord. People danced and sung and played their timbrels and blew the great horn of celebration. For this was a type and a shadow of a promise that God had made them that He would one day satisfy their thirst. And Jesus, looking at that multitude as He always was, moved by what He saw. He lifted up His voice and He cried, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." He cried it loud enough that the multitude heard Him. The temple that was thronged with journeying men looking for something to satisfy heard a lowly Nazarene lift his voice and said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." If there's anybody here tonight, if there's anybody here tonight, and you've drifted away, and your soul is faint, like a man out on the dunes of a desert. Your tongue is parched and your lips are dry, and your soul is fainting. I point you to the one and only one that has the water that can revive you. Church, do you know why revival is languishing? We don't want that kind of water. Revival is born out of dire need. When we've looked to our right hand and to our left hand and there's none that cares for our soul. When we look to the great and to the least and there's none that cares for our soul. And our soul is fainting and our soul is drifting and our soul is in danger of dying. There's only one that you can turn to. Jesus didn't say, "If any man thirst, let him come to the church." He didn't say, "If any man thirst, let him come to the priest." He didn't say, "If any man thirst, let him come to a singing." He didn't say, "If any man thirst, let him come to a camp
meeting. He said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He stood and he cried. This was not the regular Jesus that you see. This was not the Jesus that taught, that set the people down. This was a Jesus who moved with something of an urgent need that he saw. And he cried over the top of the singing. He cried over the top of the clamoring. He cried over the top of the music. He cried to wayward souls. He cried to dying souls. He cried to souls that were trusting in religious rituals. He cried to a nation dying. And he cried, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Amen. I wish you'd help me preach. There's a woman one day sat at a well. Her and Jesus was talking. I don't know how they talked. I don't know what the conversation was completely all about, because not all of it was recorded. But John remembered enough from the story that he wrote it down for us. She asked him if he was as religious as she was. Amen. She was a Samaritan. He was a Jew. And which place to worship was right? Amen. Come on now. Trying to excuse the longing of her own heart, drawn and attracted to the world by something that could not be fulfilled. She had gave herself into one man's arms, into two man's arms, into three man, four man, five man, and then finally to any man. What a wayward soul. What a washed out. What a washed out vessel. But then Jesus came upon the scene and he began to converse with her. Amen. Jesus said to this woman, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Do you catch the drift of that scripture? Do you see it? Jesus said to her, give me drink. She began this thing, why are you a Jew asking me a Samaritan drink? Amen. Jesus didn't let any of that bother him. He came down and said, lady, if you knew the gift of God, if you knew about this Holy Ghost, if you knew about this Spirit that God had promised to pour out, if you knew about this Comforter that God had promised to give, if you knew the gift of God, you would leave your water pot. You would drop your conversation. You would quit trying to argue the point of view of Samaritan and Jew. And you wouldn't leave this spot until you got a drink. Amen. If you really knew the Holy Ghost, I said, if you really knew the Holy Ghost, I said, if you really knew this gift of God, there wouldn't be a one of us leave this house tonight until we got renewed in the Spirit of God. I don't care how old you are, how long you've been preaching, how many times you've done this or that. If you knew the gift of God, you wouldn't leave until you knew His presence was with you of a surety. Can you say amen? Do you know the gift of God? Oh, some folks said, well, it's just an experience. It's just an experience. Some say he's just an influence. Some say just his power. Some just give him this attribute and that attribute. But let me tell you something, my friend. He's a person. Divine. Heavenly. Equal with God. Help me preach. Holy. Undefiled, wise as God is Him, wise as God Himself, knows heaven, knows earth, knows history, amen, knows everything you need to know, amen, amen.
I mean, you can't get to where he can't get. Amen. If you, hallelujah. The psalmist David said, and where can I flee from thy presence? He said, if I become an astronaut and I go into the heavens and I get up among the stars, surely I can escape you because you're just the God of this earth. Oh, no, he said, if I get up there, your presence is right there and I cannot escape it. Amen. He said, if I take the other way and go down to the depths of hell and make my bed in hell, he said, there I must acknowledge your presence. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. There's one thing that I found out. You can't localize him. Amen. He just don't belong to the south, and he just don't belong to the north, and he just don't belong to the English speaking or the Spanish speaking or the Italian or the Greek or the Russian or the Chinese or the Japanese. You can't make him of one dialect. He has come to save the world. Oh, I wish you'd help me preach. If you knew the gift of God. You see, some folks only think he's just a tongue. Amen. That you have to get high to speak in tongues. And when they get high and they spoke in tongues, they come back down all satisfied. Amen. They say, man, I got touched of the Lord tonight. And they'll walk out of the house of God and walk all day tomorrow, all night tomorrow night, maybe all week, amen, and never notice him again. You don't know him. I said, you don't know him. I said, you don't know him. If you knew him, you would ask, amen, will you wake up in the morning? Come along with me. I know you're with me. Guide my steps, amen. Order my conversation. Help me to make the right decision. Get me to where I'm supposed to be. Teach me what I'm supposed to know. Help me to see what I'm supposed to see. Oh, great God, he's a teacher. He's a leader. He's a guide. He's power. If we knew the gift of God, there wouldn't be a one of us want to walk out of here tonight without an infilling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know the gift of God? Do you know him? Do you know him? If you know him, you know he does not allow his charges to sin without rebuking and correcting and chastening. Do you know him? Amen. Hallelujah. My, you're a sitting tight on me tonight. That's okay. Amen. I said, that's okay. I already know what I've got to preach anyway, so just hold on. God give me strength, I'll drag the whole bunch of you with me. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Great God of heaven, it's time we Pentecostal people come back to the realization we don't know near as much as what we think we know. If we knew what we thought we knew, we wouldn't act like we act. Amen. Amen. Every one of you, if you knew the gift of God, you'd be praying, oh God, let the Holy Ghost preach to that man. Let the Holy Ghost preach to that man. Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Because it's important for folks that don't have the Holy Ghost to understand that the matter of life and death. Amen. We're going down a trail in this last day we've never been before. We're headed into wickedness we've never seen before. We're going into darkness we've never been in before. The sun's setting and we're on our way home. I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if I know what's going to happen. I don't know if I know the pitfalls and the dangers. But I know one that does. I know one that turns a night into day. I know one that knows the road home. Hallelujah. And the Lord said if I'd let him, he'd guide me all the way home. Do you know he's a gift to you?
to be a guide. Amen. He's given to you to guide you like a shepherd does sheep. Amen. They say the difference between a shepherd and a butcher is a shepherd leads his sheep and a butcher drives them. Help me preach. Amen. I don't want to be butchered. I want to be saved. I want to follow Him. Wherever He leads, I'll follow. Do you know the gift of God? Do you know that He's the only one that has a direct line to heaven? Do you know that He is the only one that's allowed to bring messages from heaven to you? Do you know that the only one on earth that can predict the future accurately is the Holy Ghost? Amen? Come on, church, can you say amen? I'm telling you something. You're listening to me. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But I've been around folks who've told me that the Spirit told them they was going to go home, and they went home. Amen. They said, the Lord's coming to get me. Amen. And He did. How did they know? They couldn't predict. You can't shut life off like that. But the Lord will tell you, I'm going to be here tomorrow. Mark it down tomorrow. The Lord's going to be there. He knows when you're going to be called to judgment. And if you will let Him, He will prepare you for that day till you can stand before the Almighty God, Holy God, blameless and unrebukable in His sight. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He's a guide. He's a teacher. He'll teach you about holiness. How many knows He'll teach you about holiness? How many knows that that's the only way you're ever going to be holiness? Is to enroll in His school. Amen? Hallelujah. That's the reason why I tell my folks, if you'll pray about what I'm preaching, if you'll pray about the standards I'm preaching to you, I won't have to preach them to you one, two times maybe. Because if you'll pray, the Holy Ghost will show you that the Bible's right. And when the Bible says that, you don't have to pray about it no more. If you'll just let the Spirit of God become your teacher and you'll enroll in His class, you'll come out in holiness. Amen. I said you'll come out in holiness. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Woo! I didn't know Him had it. I didn't know I had Him that stirred up. Bless God, He's stirred, ain't He? That's all right. The Holy Ghost is too. We'll see who wins this contest. Amen. I said, we'll see who wins this contest. Help me, Holy Ghost. I want You to anoint me, Lord. I want You to anoint me. Will you raise your hands, you that believe in the power of the Holy Ghost, and ask Him to anoint, amen, and to set free? Hallelujah, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. I plead it over this spirit. I plead it over this spirit that's coming to this camp meeting to keep us from having a breakthrough. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the name of Jesus. I plead the power of the name of Jesus. Come, Lord, and set us free. Oh, He caught up a high. He caught up a high. Yes, I caught up a high. Glory to God. Do you know the gift of God? He's the only one that's able to put His arms around you and lift you up and draw you near to God. Amen. Come on, brother, help me out with this thing. Amen. If I get too loud, I'll pull it away, okay? Amen. I can't hardly do this quick enough to catch it, and I don't have much voice. Help me some. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's the only one to get you to God. He's the only one that can take you to God. He's the only one that can present you to God. You need more of God. You need help of God. You need forgiveness from God. You need God to love you. You need God to give you strength. You need God to help you. You need God to do something for you. Let the Holy Ghost have His way. Obey Him. Hallelujah. Obey Him. And tonight miracles can happen in your life. Obey Him. And tonight the power of darkness can be driven away. And the Holy Ghost can give us victory in our soul. Oh! Do you need to get closer to God? Only the gift of God can help you. Only the Holy Ghost can draw you. Only the Holy Ghost can take you. Only the Holy Ghost knows what you should pray about. The Bible said that we are so spiritual that we don't even know what we ought to pray about. Amen. But the Spirit maketh intercession with groanings and utterings that cannot be uttered. Hallelujah, oh God of heaven. We need to pray, and you know we need to pray. We need a touch of God, and you know we need a touch of God. We're up here praying about this and that, but we need you to get down beside us and wrap your arms of love around us and pray for us. Hallelujah. Do you know the gift of God? He's got a direct line to heaven. Amen. If you knew the gift of God, you'd ask. You'd ask. Is that what Jesus said? You'd ask. If thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me drink, thou would have asked of Him, and He would have given thee living waters. The woman said unto Him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst what? Again. And again. And again. And again. And again. Hallelujah. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Everlasting life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sister Wood, jump up real quick and tell them what one drink of this water will do. One drink. One drink. One drink. That wasn't a story from yesteryears. That's a story that's good tonight. Not even a year old. Just one drink. She's not the only one. There's another young lady here that got a drink in the same meeting. Amen. Am I right, sis? Stand up and tell them what one drink will do. One drink. One drink. Just one drink. You'll never go back to that old cistern again. One drink. Just one drink. You'll never go back to those mud holes again. One drink. Just one drink. That's all it takes is one drink. You'll never go back to that worldly church again. One drink. Just one drink. You'll never go back to that nominal church again. One drink. Just one drink. You'll never go back on the Lord again. One drink. Just one drink. It'll take the thirst for the world out of you. It'll take the thirst for sin out of you. It'll take the thirst out of you for everything except more of God. You'll find yourself on your knees saying, more Jesus. Give me more, Lord. I want more God. Will you pour more out, Lord? Will you fill me? Woo! Woo! My God, I feel it from my toes clear to the top of my head. You come too late to tell me he's not here. You come too late to tell me he won't hear. You come too late to tell me he won't help. Oh, hallelujah. The power of God is present. He can do for you what needs to be done. If you yield your life, if you give it to him, he'll help you. Woo. If thou knowest the gift of God, you'd ask. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God. Help me, Lord. Amen. If I could just get you to take one drink. Amen. Just one drink, sir. That's all it would take. It'd straighten your life out to where you wouldn't have to go and ask God to forgive you again. Just one drink, sir. It'd take the world out of you, and you would be a holiness man. Just one drink. Amen. Woo! One drink. Just one drink. Just one drink. Just ask him. He's got rivers. I said they're pouring out. He's got rivers. He said, just one drink if you can get it down. If you can drink it and hold it. If you can drink it and it get down here. If you can drink it and it get down in your belly. If you can drink it and get down in here. It'll start an upward flow. Like a river, it'll rush. Like a river, it'll flow. Like a river, it'll spring up. Be to God for the river of life that flows. Break out among us, Holy Ghost. Break out among us. Give us a drink of your power. Give us a drink of your power. Give us a drink of your power. Drink of me. That's what the Spirit says. Drink me in. Drink of me. How? My God, the power of the Lord is present. If I was you and I was thirsty, I'd come out of those seats. I'd come up around this altar. Oh God, I'd say, give me a drink of your spirit. Come on. The Spirit says, he that is athirst, let him come. He that is athirst, let him come. Come ye without buy. Come without price. Come without money. Come and drink.